Welcome to 5 with Phil, where we take just a few minutes, sometimes 5, sometimes a little bit more, and we answer the questions that you have for Pastor Phil. And so today's a great question, and it's this. Do you experience spiritual dryness? So I know the answer is no.
Right, I was going to say we're dud.
Lead pastor.
No. No, it's you're right. It's a really great question, because I think, number one, as Christians, a lot of times we don't want to admit that we're in that spot because we feel like we're not a good Christian if we say that.
Yeah. Maybe what does it mean, spiritual dryness? What is this person referring to? We might have people listening who don't understand that
idea. Yeah, great augment there. I think what it comes down to is feeling a lack of the Lord's presence in your life, maybe not getting anything out of reading scripture, or you feel like your prayers are just hitting the roof and not going anywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I would define spiritual dryness.
Yeah.
You want to throw anything there?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you experience that?
Yeah, we all do. I would say that's normal part of living the Christian spiritual life. I would caution and say, if you are experiencing it and you're not doing anything spiritual to enhance your spiritual, person, the solution's easy.
Yeah.
Start doing something.
Yeah. So I'm spiritually dry. I haven't prayed.
Yeah.
I don't go to church.
Right.
I have, I'm filled with sin, whatever it might
exactly.
be.
It's like,
yeah,
you will be.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So, I mean, that's an obvious for me, but I think deeper conflict comes when maybe we're in the process of exercising disciplines in our life, but we still feel distant and we still say, man, I'm feeling a little bit dry here.
Yeah. You're doing all the right things. You're doing everything the pastor's telling you to do. And it's just still, God's far.
Totally. So really, then it's like, okay, what do you do then? Right. I'll throw out some things that I think are helpful in this season that I do in my own life that are very helpful spiritually to grow. One of the things I would say is just act in faith. So faith is being certain of what we hope for and confident of what we do not see.
Yeah.
That's what Hebrews 11:1 tells us, right? And so when we act in faith, we kind of just continue to practice our Christian life in a way that we're confident of something yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is don't give up. Just keep doing what you're doing, because in faith, I think something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. That. Yeah. I see it in my own life. You know, the consistent reading of Bible. There aren't nights, or I'll say it this way, not every night am I like, oh God, you hit me right here. So incredible, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There are nights when you read scripture and you're there, and you're like, all right, that was cool.
I was going through Ephesians today, and I love that book.
Yeah.
And I had to read the same paragraph like 7 times because I was just so distracted.
See?
And I just like, what is he saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You're just pushing in. You're going on. And that leads me to my second point, and I just said it there, is push in more. Okay? Like, don't pull away. Don't retreat.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel dry, I practice my spiritual disciplines more emphatically. Like, I go after it harder. So there are moments where I need to pray longer or read the Bible longer or repeat what I've read because nothing's really landed. Listen to more worship music. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I resonate with a lot of that. So the Lord speaks to me a lot through worship music. And so I just spend a lot more time in the car while I'm exercising, whenever I can, put that on just to hear him speaking to me. Reflect a little bit more even. Hey, can I hear God's voice? What is he speaking? What is he saying? And what I've noticed is as you push in, you experience a breakthrough.
Yeah.
At some point, it could be days, could be a week, but at some point you have that breakthrough and all of a sudden you're just like, okay,
yeah
here we are.
I'm reminded of a verse in Proverbs that says, it's the glory of God to hide things and the glory of kings to seek them out.
Yeah.
There's something about the pushing through, right?
Yeah.
When you think of maybe Jesus in the desert, or you think of the Psalms, or you maybe even think of Doubting Thomas, who isn't there, right, when Jesus comes the first time and he doubts his presence, but then he still pushes through and he's there the second time. He still shows up, even though he doesn't believe.
Right.
And God meets him where he's at. So there's something about this pushing through that's part of it.
Yeah, it's huge, right? Another one is consistency. Just stay consistent. So attend church. Continue to attend church. Go to your life group.
Yeah.
Continue to go to your small group. Continue to be consistent in all your disciplines, because the opposite of consistency is inconsistency.
Yeah.
And that just feeds all of that. So I would just say inconsistency makes you more distant.
Yeah.
And the last one I would challenge everyone is just to pray a simple prayer. And it's like, God, I need to sense that you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple prayer, because when we ask him, he will come alongside of us. I want to actually, there's Psalm 13. I want to read this. And it's when David was feeling super distant from God. And I love how he
You mean David, the guy after God's own heart?
Yeah.
The hero of the faith.
Yeah, you got it. So that guy, okay, yeah. Right? So how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? So he's just like, God, where are you?
He's
right?
Going through it.
How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? So he's just like, this is forever. Mm-hmm. Then he goes, look on me and answer me, Lord, my God. So like, where are you? You're not saying anything. Give light to my eyes. And then he goes on and he just says, I need you to overcome. And I love how he ends it. He says, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just saying that and declaring that. It's almost an intentional choice, yeah. Right? Despite all this, I trust God. I will sing of the Lord's praise, and my heart will rejoice.
He's like commanding his spirit to get
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. And so there's just that, okay, you need to do this. This is how you get out of that season of dryness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he's saying that, you know, I remember your unfailing love, he's going back to what he does know, right?
Right.
And so he's... Sometimes when we're in those places is we go off what we don't know. I don't know where God is. I don't know why he's not answering this prayer. I don't know why he'd allow this. But oftentimes what we need to hold on to in those moments, what we do know, he has been faithful. He has
for sure.
He has moved in my life. And so the thought is that you have to doubt your doubts, right, sometimes, and believe your beliefs, right?
Yeah.
Like what God has done can propel me into the future.
For sure. Yeah, it's wonderful. And I think what people need to understand is it's not an if you're feeling like this, it's a when.
Yeah.
Because you will. Yeah. And so, okay, here are just some helpful tips. Go on, you know, continue to push and continue to just say, okay, God, I'll believe my beliefs.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to stand on that.
Yeah.
So,
awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Again, if you have any questions for Pastor Phil, you can text those in to 780-652-1515.